Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. A clash is brewing over a controversial bill in Philadelphia City Council that would require every rental unit built before 1978 to be lead safe. The bill's sponsor, Blondell Reynolds Brown, is expected to push it forward today after months of trying to find a compromise between supporters and opponents. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Brown is getting ready to bring it to a vote. She's prepared amendments, postponing the deadline for compliance, among other things. Opponents are not satisfied. Victor Pinckney of the group HAPCO says it would still cost landlords a total of $240 million to comply.
We do understand, you know, it's an issue, but it can't be done on our backs.
Advocates say landlords will benefit from the bill because it offers simplicity. New Jersey is ready to roll out real ID driver's licenses. Motor Vehicle Commission Chief Administrator Sue Fulton says if you need an ID, you need an appointment. She says it may be harder to get an appointment at first, but she expects it to get easier over time.
In the beginning, there will not be thousands and thousands of appointments available. There'll be very few, and we know that people will be anxious about that. But every few weeks, we're going to be adding a lot more. So between now and end of the year, early next year, we'll be steadily adding so that people have an opportunity to get in.
You can sign up online at realidnj.com to get one. The new IDs will get you onto planes and into federal facilities after October of next year. Without it, you'll need a passport. However, if you're just driving, the standard ID is still acceptable. Workers have been building a new home for Science Leadership Academy inside the Ben Franklin High School building in Philly, but construction crews have halted their work because students have reported health problems. SLA history teacher Dan Simmons says the work has been disruptive.
There have been multiple instances of hospitalization. There have been children whose doctors have said, we believe it must be something in the air wherever you are.
The $37 million construction project to move SLA into the Ben Franklin High building at Broad and Spring Garden has continued past the start of classes, which was 2 weeks ago. The two schools will have separate classrooms and separate entrances. A meeting is expected at the end of the week to talk about the ground rules for resuming construction. A state senator from Lebanon County has resigned after being arrested on child pornography charges. State Republican leaders in a statement say they spoke with Mike Fulmer Wednesday morning to insist on his resignation. They say he has complied. State victim advocate Jennifer Storm says she worked with Fulmer in the past and is surprised to hear the charges leveled against him.
I certainly would not have put him in that category. However, I think it needs to be a lesson that we don't always know who our child abusers are in our community and that we have to be ever vigilant because they can often look like pillars of the community. And we've known that. We've seen this time and time again.
Fulmer's been charged with possession of child pornography and other offenses. The investigation began with a tip that Tumblr had discovered a user had uploaded an image of child porn. The referee who told a high school wrestler from Atlantic County to cut his hair or forfeit a match has been suspended by the state. In addition to the suspension, state officials announced mandatory bias training for all referees and staff involved in high school athletics across New Jersey. Here's KYW's Antoinette Lee.
After an investigation by the State Division of Civil Rights, officials also released a new rule book called Guidance on Race Discrimination Based on Hairstyle. It explains that treating people differently due to their hairstyle may violate the state's anti-discrimination laws.
In December, video went viral showing a Buena Regional High School wrestler's dreadlocks being cut by a trainer. It was at the demand of referee Alan Maloney. Maloney was not allowed to officiate any matches during the investigation. He can return to the gym after two seasons. The spotted lanternfly population is exploding all over the area now, and so officials are urging trucking and delivery businesses to get state permits to operate in the quarantine zone. The permits are required for any business delivering or picking up goods within a zone that includes all of the counties in southeastern PA and stretches north into the Poconos and west to Lancaster and Harrisburg. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
Amy Corman, a Penn State Extension Service educator, says the two-hour training qualifies that person attending on behalf of their company state permits for all of the vehicles, provided the individual pledges to pass along the training to employees, essentially a train-the-trainer arrangement.
Links to training dates and locations, as well as online training options, are available at our website, kywnewsradio.com. The Kelly Drive entrance to the Philadelphia Museum of Art has been a loading dock since the 70s, but it's open again. KYW's Mike DiNardo went to go check it out.
The north entrance now leads to a new lobby, a new museum store, and the refurbished vaulted walkway, a space not open to the public since the 1960s. We walked into the museum with member Ann Cook of Spring Garden.
We only knew this entrance as where the dumpsters stood outside here.
But inside,
it's just breathtaking.
This is the first phase of a $200 million renovation project the museum expects to finish a year from now. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.